Yeah, I mean, I had fourth place going into yesterday. Unfortunately, that break went up the road, so today I knew I was going to have a really hard task on my hands to get that third place. But yeah, the support of the team was great, and yeah, we were able to pull it off.
Did you have that feeling that, because Christine was obviously looking to protect her second place and maybe put some pressure on Kasia, that it would be a flat-out sprint race in the end?
Yeah, it was. I mean, that break went pretty early on. And yeah, I knew I needed to get that the 3 seconds on the first intermediate and the second two, so... Yeah, I'm pleased that I was able to actually do that, because it was a huge target for us to get that podium today, and I knew that my teammates were really gunning for me to get it, so I'm happy just to have done it.
Obviously, as a British rider riding around London, you know, after what happened last week, it must have been an emotional day for you as well.
It was. I mean, I love this city. I race all over the world, and we were driving in today, and I just said that I just love coming back here. So yeah, to be able to celebrate this weekend. They've gone through a really hard time, and I'm pleased that there's still so many people came out to watch us.
Crowds were amazing, weren't they? I mean, Lower Regent Street was absolutely rammed. Yeah. Trafalgar Square had thousands of people enjoying a cycling carnival. This country really has gone for cycling in a big way.
Yeah, they love it. They love supporting it, and yeah, it's just great to come here. I mean, I had a lot of friends and family out there supporting me, but just the whole way around the course, I just heard my name being shouted, and yeah, it was really great.
And when we saw you flashing past with 50 metres to go, I must admit, I thought you were going to get Julien on the line there.
Yeah, I know, it was close. I nearly got there, but yeah, it wasn't meant to be this year.
As you say, a third place, given what the injury problems that you've had over the last few years as well, you must be sensing that as the national championships come back and you're defending that in a few weeks' time, that you're really on the up again.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling strong. A lot of work's gone into recovery and getting back to where I am. So yeah, I can take confidence into the nationals and just see what happens. But yeah, to be able to finish this week on how I did, I'm happy with that.
Just a final word on this city and the tour in general. I mean, the tour itself is growing and growing, and London's becoming a second home now for world-class cycling.
Yeah, no, it's such a great tour for us to be able to have. And yeah, to be able to finish it in this city is really special. First year we've been able to do it, and yeah, it's great to have that support.